शूद्रायुषां नृणाम् अङ्गम् मर्त्यानां ऋतमिच्छताम् यो बहुतो भगवान् मृत्यु सामित्रकर्मणि। ओ सुत गोस्वामी, देर आर दोज एमंगस्ट मैन हु डिजायर्स फ्रीडम फ्रॉम द डेथ एंड गेट eternal life. They escape the slaughtering process by calling the controller of death Yamaraj. So here Suta Goswami, who is the son of Romaharshan, he is appointed after his father's death as a chief of rishis who were trying to perform jagga in Naimisarana. So Suta Goswami, being a pure devotee, he wanted to invite all the sages and saints and pure devotees of the Lord to attend this yajna that they were performing. So in this sloka we are seeing that he is inviting Yamaraj to attend the sacrifice. Yamaraj is known as a very horrifying kind of personality whom everybody fears, but he is not so. He is a pure devotee of Lord. Just like there are other 11 Mahajan, and he is one of them. Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumaro, Kapilo, Manu, Pralado, Janako, Bhishma, Balir, Vaya, Sakir, Vayam. Vayam means Yamaraj himself. He is quoting other Mahajan to his servants who are Yamadutas. He says 12 Mahajans are Swayambhu Brahma, Narada Muni, Swayambhu Narada Sambhu, Lord Shiva, Swayambhu Narada Sambhu, Kumar, Chatur Kumar, four Kumaras, Kumaro, Kapil Muni, Prahlad Maharaj, Janak Maharaj, Bhishma Dev, Prahlado Janako Bhishmo, Bali Maharaj, Vayasaki, that is son of Visila Vyasadev, which is Sukadev Goswami, and Vayam means me, that is the Yamaraj. So these Mahajans are pure devotees of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Vedic scriptures are made up of the teachings of these 12 Mahajans and Krishna, Vishnu. You will see throughout Vedic literature that one of these personality will be speaking, or Krishna. So these personalities are the ideal devotees, and that's why in Mahabharata it is stated that achinta khalue bhava, that you cannot conceive the spiritual subject by matter. So the intelligence and mind is also considered material matter. And that's why Mahabharata is stating that nasya muniyasya matam na bhinnam dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhaya Mahajanayena Gatosya Pantha, that intricacies of spiritual subject matter cannot be understood by material means, material senses, but Mahajanayena Pantha, we can see by the teachings, or we can see through the teachings of these 12 great pure devotees of Krishna. And we can only understand this transcendental knowledge through the cyclic succession which started by Mahajans. And out of all these 12 Mahajans, 4 Mahajans are very well known in Vaishnava Sampradaya. That is Kumaras, Lord Shiva, Brahma, Lakshmi. So this Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya, Vaishnava Sampradaya. So we want to know anything about spiritual knowledge, then we have to take this knowledge in one of these Guru Parampara. So one cannot or should not speculate, but get knowledge in disciplic succession. But Prabhupada says in purport, modern scientists try to avoid death by physiochemical advancement of knowledge. But alas, the controller of death, Yamaraj, is so cruel that he does not spare even the very life of the scientist himself. Scientists trying to understand spiritual subject matter like soul and super soul and try to stop the death through their mundane scientific research. So it is not possible because Achintya Khaluye Bhava, you cannot perceive spirit soul or study spirit soul by microscope, telescope or any scope. You cannot conceive spiritual subject matter with matter. So Prabhupada is very nicely explaining that the living entity, he goes through lower form of life and gradually he evolves into human form. And as he evolves, the consciousness also gets evolved. The consciousness is not a substance which you can produce in laboratory, hospitals, or in any material process. So this is a $1 million understanding that consciousness cannot be produced by not any material means, but it comes from the spirit soul, super soul. So Prabhupada says very crystal clearly that consciousness evolves from lower form of life to the higher form of life. So lower form of life, lower consciousness means that you are atheistic and you are not conscious of God. And higher consciousness means you try to develop your consciousness in a spiritual life all the way up to the topmost consciousness, which is called Krishna consciousness. And for this, to develop our topmost level of Krishna consciousness, it will be nice if we have some guide or somebody can give us a proper shortcut to do this. So that is Prabhupada. Prabhupada is giving us all these shortcuts to become topmost Krishna conscious being. We have to become conscious of Krishna all the time. This is called Krishna consciousness. And for that, what a wonderful process is are devised by Prabhupada for all walks of life. Harinam Sankirtan for insignificant creatures like dogs or ant, or to the highest human being, demigods. Harinam Sankirtan is such a beautiful process to attain pure Krishna consciousness. Especially in Western countries, people, they like to sing, they are trained to sing, they are teach to sing and dance also. So Prabhupada put lots of emphasis on dancing and chanting. And this is the easiest and topmost method of reviving our Krishna consciousness to the topmost levels. Who cannot do it? Another very easy and topmost method devised by Prabhupada and all other yogis came from India at proper time is prasadam. Yogis, they gave gymnastic and Prabhupada gave prasadam. So nice, easy, sublime, topmost method of becoming Krishna conscious. And what to talk about so many other means that Prabhupada devised to become total Krishna conscious, like festivals and Sunday feast and books and association of devotees and his magazine, Back to Godhead magazine, deity worship, and so many different methods of becoming topmost Krishna conscious is given by Srila Prabhupada to us. So we are very fortunate that Srila Prabhupada, who is in this 12 Mahajan Sampradaya, and he has given us the topmost and easiest, simple and sublime method of becoming Krishna conscious. So, Martyana, no more death. If somebody can engage himself in glorifying Lord, then no more death. Bhagavatam, in beginning in this canto, it says that yoginam nripa nirnitam harer nam anukirtanam etat nirvidyamana nam ichatam akuto bhayat. Those who wants to become fearless, ichatam akuto bhayat, yoginam nripa nirnitam, that all the yogis, rishis, munis, sages who assemble here under the guidance of Sutta Goswami in Naimisaranya, they all 60,000, 80,000 sages, they have unanimously taken decisions with one vote that Harer Naam Anukirtana, that one must glorify Lord by his holy name in congregational chanting. Etat nirvidyamana nam ichatam akuto bhaya yoginam nripanirnitam harer nam anukirtanam. Very similar sloka to this. Martyanam ichatam akuto bhayat yoginam nripanirnitam. All yogi, nripa, O king, Parikshit, yoginam, all the sages, yoginam nripanirnitam, they have unanimously taken decision that one who does not want to have fear of death, then he must glorify Lord's holy name. And Prabhupada says in this purport, the only hope of suspending the cruel slaughtering process of Yamaraj is to call him to hear and chant the holy name of the Lord. And then further he says, Yamaraj is a great devotee of the Lord and he likes to be invited to kirtans and sacrifice by the pure devotees who are constantly engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. So this holy name is very, very simple at the same time sublime, topmost method of subduing this repeated cycle of birth, death, holiness and disease. And holy name is so, so magnanimous, merciful, that it has no strings attached or condition to chant these names of the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, khaite, suite, yatha, tatha, naam, lai. Des, kaal, niyam, nahi. Sarva siddhi hoy. That is, one can chant while eating, khaite, while sleeping, suite, yatha, tatha, here, there, anywhere and everywhere, yatha, tatha, naam, lai. One can chant holy name. And he says, Des, kaal, niyam, nahi, sarva siddhi hoy. There are no rules and regulations, time, place and circumstances. If you chant holy name, then sarva siddhi hoy, nothing will be lacking in your life. You will attain the topmost goal of your life. And gruhe thako, vanne thako, sada hari bolne thako. Whatever ashram you are in, sannyas, grahastha, vanaprastha, or whatever ashram you may be, chanting of the holy name is the process in this day and age. So this is very, very nice. Holy name is so merciful. Holy name is none different than Krishna. Just like Krishna can fight, then holy name can fight. If Krishna can drive chariots, then holy name can also drive chariots. Because holy name is Krishna, non-different. It's none other than Krishna. Abhinnatva nama namino nama chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Suddho Nitya Mukto Abhinnatva nama namino. The holy name and Krishna, they are one and the same. So easy understanding, so nice understanding, and so much easy to practice. And this is, in this day and age in Kali Yuga, this is the only process. Apanna samsritim goram yat nam vivaso granat tato sadhyo vimucheta yat viveti swayam bhayam. That now I have been trapped into this repeated cycle of birth, death, oldness and disease. Apanna samsritim goram. But yat nama vivaso granat. Even if somebody out of vivash, out of helplessness condition, he chants the holy name of Krishna, then apanna samsritim goram yat nama vivaso granat tato sadhyo vimuchita yat viveti swayam bhayam. He will be delivered immediately. Vimuchita yat viveti swayam bhayam. That fear personified, even fearing the holy name. So such is the potency of holy name. We cannot minimize the importance and glories of the holy name. Holy name is such that we can approach Krishna very easily. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he summarized holy name in topmost way, that he said that sakala sadhana madhye sarva shrestha navavida bhakti. He said that out of all nine processes of devotional service, sakala sadhana madhye, nine devotional out of 64 and unlimited ways of worshipping Krishna, or to have a sadhana bhakti of Krishna, the nine process devotional service is greater. And then he said, Tar Madhye Sarva Shrestha Nama Sankirtan. That amongst them all, ninefold devotional service, Nam Sankirtan is topmost. And he said that Krishna Nirapradhe Nam Laile Paye Premadhan. That if one chants the holy name without offenses, then he can immediately attain Premadhan, Krishna Premadhan. So, many, many sages, acharyas, gurus, they stress so many other processes like meditation and deity worship and fire sacrifice and studying scriptures and so many processes there, especially meditation and the deity worship and so many processes they are coming up with. But Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada gave us the simple and sublime topmost matter of chanting the holy name of the Lord, which is very, very easily or very joyfully performed. And so many acharyas, they stress of liberation, they stress liberation, that the ultimate goal of human form of life is to get out of this birth, death, old age and disease and go back to home, back to Godhead, mukti. Dharma, artha, kama and moksha, mukti, they are stressing. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada, they stress prema pumartho mahan, to develop our pure love for Krishna is the topmost form, topmost goal of human form of life. So Lord Chaitanya here, he says that nir aparadhe naam laile paye prema dhan. That out of all processes, nine processes are best, and out of all nine navda bhakti, the Harinam Sankirtan is the best. And if one takes holy name without any offenses, then he can immediately get the love of Krishna. And when you have developed this pure love of Krishna, Krishna cannot live without you. And if Krishna is there, what is the insignificance or is insignificant death or birth, old age or disease or heaven or hell or whatever, has no meaning. And that's why Lord Shiva is saying to Parvati that Narayana para sarve kutaschana bibhyati narka apavarga swargesu tulya artha darsina. That Narayana parayan, Krishna parayan, devotees of the Lord, they are not afraid of anything, especially death or hell or anything. For them, Nark, Swarga or Apavarga, Lord's transcendental abode, is saying. Because the devotee, by chanting holy name, he has elevated his consciousness to the extent of Krishna consciousness, in which there is no consideration of poor, poverty, Nark or heaven or hell or this or that. There is no other consideration than Krishna. And that means transcendental consciousness is situated in, and everything else matters nothing. So Parikshit Maharaj, he was practicing Krishna consciousness right from his childhood by playing the toys about Krishna and games about Krishna. And he was a pure devotee right from the beginning. He could stop Yamaraj or death, or he would have reversed the curse. But he is situated in the transcendental consciousness. For him, death or snake or anything matters nothing. So he is engaging last moments of his time into hearing and glorifying Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is what he does eternally and keeps doing his business, whether he's here or there or death or no death, body, this body, that body, same. Everything is same for him. So Suta Goswami is inviting Yamaraj for glorifying Lord. Thank you very much. Any question?
Where is the skinny border between speculation and to analyze the statement of authorities?
The borderline is that you have to know what Prabhupada is teaching. So you just compare your speculation with Prabhupada's teachings and you can draw a very nice crystal clear fringe line. This is called speculation and this is called absolute truth. In other words, you should know the Acharya's teachings, otherwise it will be speculation. Or else you can, if you think you are speculating, then very easy to confirm this from your guru who knows Prabhupada's teachings. Now, nowadays, it's very easy to contact your guru through email, to Facebook, through whatever he's on, especially telephone and emails. Those two are the, everybody's on those two. That's why we are here, to acquire knowledge from Prabhupada, so we don't speculate. Another good method of getting knowledge is hearing Srila Prabhupada's lectures. Put the earphones whenever you are doing something and just keep hearing Prabhupada. And it's only 2,000 lectures, which will make you self-realize if you want to become self-realized. 2,000 lectures means less than 1,500 hours, maybe 1,000 hours, which is easily, you know, anybody can do in a year. Then you will definitely know what is fringe line between speculation and knowledge. You can add something. Getting knowledge from Prabhupada, books and his lectures and
whatever, everything.
Yeah. But I'm giving him quick way to, you know, just hear him and everything is there. Or books are, books is even more profound than lectures. More solid than lectures. Any other question?
It is very simple and sublime, as you explained. Just pure chanting for him, everything is there. But from the other side, it's many times for conditions are so hard and I mean to do it. Maybe you can say maybe a little bit about that or trouble.
That is because we forget the transcendental nature and glories of holy name. How glorious, how beneficial, how easy to approach the glories of the holy name. We forget. Rupa Goswami knew the glories of the holy name and he desired, Krishna, please give me billions of mouths and millions of ears and I can chant and I can hear, and when that holy name goes, enters into my heart because starts dancing. He knows the glories of the holy name and that's why he is desiring. So we tend to forget the glories of the holy name, importance, benefits and what it is. We forget the glories. We have to know the glories of the holy name, and with that we can practice chanting. If you know the glories of gold, that one ton gold is about 10 kilometers away, and I say that is yours. please go and grab it. So, you know the glories of gold. And who will not go 1,000 miles per hour to grab it? He will run. Why? Because we know the glories of the gold. So similarly, if you know the glories, how glorious Holy Name is, we want to take it. We want to serve Holy Name. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he knows the glories of the Holy Name. And he just summarized in 2 lines. He said, Nama bina kichu nahi chaudh bhuvana maje. There is nothing else more important and higher and glorious. Nama bina kichu nahi. Without Holy Name, there is nothing, a whole world. Lord Chaitanya even said, Govinda virahena me. Let's go to Bhaktivinoda. He said, Nama bina kichu nahi. There is nothing in whole floating planetary system in material world except the Holy Name of Lord. And Lord Chaitanya said that sunyaitam jagat sarvam govinda virahena. The whole world looks to me vacant without your Holy Name, without the Holy Name of Krishna. The whole world is vacant. And what to talk about Namacharya, Haridas Thakur. He was chanting around the clock almost. Why? Because he understood the transcendental glories of the Holy Name. He was thinking, I should not waste even a single moment of my human form of life in which I can chant. In other forms I cannot chant. So while I'm in this body, let me maximize chanting which this body can offer me. So let me do this. So we have to see this in glory of the Holy Name and what is our benefit, our swartha, and then we can glorify Holy Name throughout the day. So any other question?
The various activities should perform with enthusiasm
Various activities we should perform throughout the day only because we could not engage in serving the Holy Name 24 hours a day. So that's why we have to perform different spiritual or devotional activities because we cannot chant around the clock. If you can chant around the clock, then there is no superior service than this. But if you cannot chant, then we have to do something. By nature, we are active. We cannot remain without doing anything, even for a moment. Nachatasmaakshanamapijatutistasikarmakrit. We have to do our karma. So the best karma, topmost karma, is chanting Holy Name around the clock. If you cannot do, then some other Krishna conscious activity we should do. But the karmis, they don't even do that. They do their sense, serving not Holy Name, but serving their senses. So if we know the importance of the Holy Name, we want to chant around the clock, throwing everything aside. So many nice examples of this. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur took a vow that I'll chant so many millions of Holy Name. How many millions?
Billion.
Huh? Billion. 1 billion Holy
Name. In 9 years.
And continuously he was chanting around the clock. Gaurakishore Das Babaji was also doing that. And he said one day to his associate or disciple or devotees, let's have a festival. And then his associate said, oh, but there is no food, there is no this, there is no that. How are we going to have a festival? Then Gaurakishore Das Babaji said, no need of food, no need of anything. The festival is that we will glorify the Holy Name. That's the festival. So This is the work, you know, this is the tat-tat karma pravartana.
What about, we can see many times that somebody chant a long time holy name, but still maybe his character, his nature doesn't change, some bad habits, or maybe some even beginners, some people coming for many years and chanting holy name, and maybe still eating meat or something like that. So how did it happen that they didn't change?
Because of the so many yugas of conditioning to sinful life, so much conditioning to uncover, it takes time. Just like if you are so much dirty, first you have oil and then on dust on top, and then so many layers of oil and dust and everything. So many layers, you are this much, and unlimited layers of dust and oil and everything. And you are under sour. It will take time and time. Sour is not faulty. It is cleaning. But layers and layers, it takes time to, come to your original body, to wash it, this kind of dirt. So time immemorial. Time is like eternal time. We are conditioned. Who knows how many, what time conditioning. But some people, they come to the threshold and immediately, and they make so fast progress. We have seen that also. By chanting, they make so much fast progress, especially all white devotees. Prabhupada is to say, you American and European, you didn't know Krishna, Prabhupada said. You did not know Krishna. But you chanted holy name and immediately came. So they were ready. They were almost came out of those layers and the last portion of the sour. And they awakened. Immediately, they got awakened. Sometimes Prabhupada gives the example of a sleeping man, that sound sleep and half sleep. If somebody is in sound sleep, you can wake up. And somebody is half sleep, it takes so long to wake him up. So the chanting is like that. So depend upon somebody who is more conditioned or doesn't want to get out, and somebody who is ready and, anabhi karma phale, paribar, now jale. So it's a conditioning, different condition for different people. So it takes time or it doesn't take time. In Valmiki, just so much conditioning, but one name, Mara, and immediately he awakened. And, this Mugrari hunter depends upon conditioning. So thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.